Hi everyone, it's Bo Peep. Today we're doing something a little different. Today, I don't want you to come. I want you to feel good. I always want you to feel good. And if you do come, I won't be upset, of course. But today, we're gonna do some edging. Not me, but you, the person listening to this right now. So we're not gonna do anything too special. This will be kind of a JOI, kind of a non-fap ramble. But basically, what I want you to do is I want you to touch yourself, however that is, whether it's with toys or just your hands or what have you. And I'm gonna kind of chat in the background, probably about some sexy stuff, because otherwise I imagine this wouldn't be very pleasant to kind of edge yourself to. And then I will start a countdown, and at the end of that countdown, you will have to stop. And you'll have to wait until I tell you you can start again. I kind of want to see just how long I can go with this. A lot of people told me that they edged to my almost hour-long ramble fab, and I was like, I wonder if I can make this that long. Probably not, but we, we'll see. So, I hope everyone's having a really good day so far. It's about 7 o'clock here right now as I'm recording this. I was really worked up earlier. Like I had gone out and about with a friend of mine to get some stuff, and I came home and was just, like, out of my mind, like, horny for no reason. Like, I did not see anyone particularly attractive while I was out. You know, my friend and I aren't like that. So, it was just so strange to, like, just come home and be so worked up. Because I think, did I jack off last night? Did I get myself off? I think I did. Yes, I did. Once or twice. Funny story, I almost never get off, like, make myself finish just once. Usually it's at least twice. Like, I cannot emphasize enough how fucking needy I am. Like, the multiple orgasm thing is not, like, it's not even a kink thing, it's just, like, a necessity for me, almost. Like, I need it that bad, you know? Would love to just be able to just stay home and just make myself come all day. I think that would be incredible. Anyway, the point is, I came home and I was like, but I was so tired also. So, you know, I used one of my wands. I got myself off. Then I took a nap. And I don't know if maybe it's just me and maybe it's just because I have a somnophilia kink. But sometimes when I wake up, I'm just so, like, just the, like, being sleepy makes me horny. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, being all soft and warm, like, right when you wake up and, like, still kind of sleepy. Oh man, just talking about it now is getting me kind of worked up a little bit. You know, like, I don't know, the idea of morning sex or, like, just sleepy sex in general, and also being used while I'm asleep, of course, are just so hot to me. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop. Time to stop. No more touching, no more toys, no more whatever you're doing. I want you to stop, and now you have to wait until I can say that you can go again. So you just have to listen to me talk, which I'm hoping if you're here and you've made it this far, that that's something you enjoy, at least a little bit. I guess going back to talking about my wicked sex drive, a few nights ago, well, I guess technically mornings ago, I woke up before work and, like, was genuinely so out of my mind horny. Like, the only thing I could think of was, like, grinding myself on my bed, which is not, like, something that I'm into. Like, I think grinding, like, the act of grinding is very hot, but it's not something that gets me off, so I don't like to do it. But holy shit, I needed it so bad. And so that was when I realized that I had not gotten myself off the night before. Sometimes I just forget. And so did that, got made myself come before work, which is, oh man, it really helped in the moment, but going to work after, like, coming is genuinely so, awful is not the right word, because, like, it feels good, of course, but, like I said, I'm very needy, and so anytime I make myself come before I go to work, it's just so much worse. Not even because I don't see a lot of, like, particularly attractive people at my job. I see a lot of, it's, like, a lot of old people and babies, strangely enough. And usually young people, oh, this is not sexy, but usually if young people are coming in, either something is wrong with their penis or they have, like, kidney stones. So, you know, not exactly, like, cream of the crop. Sorry to anybody who has kidney stones. Yikes. Anyway. So, not a lot of sexy people coming into my work. And yet, and I mean, sometimes I'll be, like, talking to someone while I'm at work, and they'll be, like, teasing me. And I will say, I'm very into that. I like to be teased. Like, in chat, like, over, like, message or chat or whatever. I like that a lot. If I'm in person with somebody, it's not my favorite. Well, that's not really true either. All right. Are you ready to start again? I think I'm ready for you to start again. Go ahead. Go ahead and start to touch again. Make yourself feel really, really good for me. I guess I can talk about some of the toys I have. I have two little wand vibrators. I like those the best. I got them from Amazon, actually. They were, like, both less than $10, I think. I also have one, like, I guess standard-sized wand that I don't like to use a lot because it's really loud. And I don't like loud noises. It's really distracting. And also, I get worried that my neighbors will hear it. So I don't like to use it if I don't have to. But it is very, it is very, very, very powerful. It plugs in, which makes it, oh, holy shit. And it does feel really good. But the noise of it really takes me out. And it's also harder for me to use. Because the little ones I can use hands-free, just because of the way my pussy is and, like, the way my lips are, I don't need to hold on to the vibe to keep it against my clit. So when they're smaller, the big one is obviously too big. I have I have one plain dildo that I really, really like, and I've had for a couple years. It fills me up so good. I love it so much. But I don't like to use dildos because my arms get tired really, really fast because I'm very weak. But sometimes it's just nice to just have it inside and just kind of, like, cock warm it. Because that's something I'm into also. It's just being very full. Just, and it would feel so much better if it was, like, a person, of course. But gonna take what I can get. let's see. I have one of those really cool, like, clitoral, like, the suction vibrators. That one's fun. It takes a lot longer to, like, finish with it, but it is, like, Bluetooth enabled, so maybe someday someone will be able to use it with me. And even though I don't like edging, or, like, orgasm denial, both are actually, like, hard no's for me. They're very hard limits. The idea of somebody, like, controlling that for me, very hot. Very, very sexy. So, what else do I have? Oh, I have another, like, combo dildo. It's, like, technically a vibrator, but I mostly use it as a dildo because the vibration isn't super great. It's also very nice and filling. There's a theme here with my toys, if you haven't noticed, and I've mentioned my size kink before. I actually used to have a toy that I bought just because for how big it was, and I actually, for, like, a long time, could not even fit it inside. Because it was just too big. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop. All right. Time to stop for a little bit. Take a little break. Yes, I am very purposely stopping. Well, I talk about having you stop while I talk about the biggest toy I've literally ever owned. I bought it. God, how old was I? Maybe 20. I had it for a couple years. So when I first got it, it was definitely too big. There was no, like, amount of lube or, like, preparing that, like, could get it inside me. And then one night, while I was very, very drunk, I was like, no, I'm gonna fucking do it. We're gonna get it tonight. And I did. And, holy shit. Like, after that, I could usually get it in, like, if I had prepped myself with one of my other toys first and used a lot of lube. Lube is your friend, guys. I don't know if you guys know that, but, like, lube is so good. But it, like, I could never get more than, like, the first, like, 2 or 3 inches in, because when I say it was big, it was, like, 7 inches in girth, and, like, a foot long, and I could only ever get, like, the first few inches in because it was so, like, wide. And so it was affectionately known as the Mega Dick, RIP. I'm pretty sure I got rid of it because I can't find it anywhere. But, like, when I would even get, like, those couple inches in, like, just put me out. Brain off, like, leg shaking, just that much closer to orgasming just from having the toy in. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. I've been thinking about buying a new one, frankly, because I miss it. If you're interested, this is not an ad, but if you're like me and you like really, 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 really big toys, it's the Doc Johnson's Crystal Jellies. I can't remember what the, like, full name of it is. Fuck. But it's so good. Oop. I bought mine on Love Honey. So if you go to Love Honey and you look up, like, Doc Johnson Crystal Jelly, you'll probably find it. I mean, there's not exactly a lot of blue jelly footlong toys out there, so. Oh man, I'm just thinking about it. Fuck, it was so good. Okay. If you'd like, you can get back started again. I think you should probably try to go slow. I don't know how much you're enjoying this. I hope you're enjoying this. Like I said, the intention this time isn't to come. If you do, obviously I am not going to be upset with you. However, the intention is for you to not come and just keep edging until, I mean, if you want to come when the audio's finished, like after we're all said and done here, I don't care. And again, if you come while we're here, maybe you should just keep going. We do, I, not we, I, the royal we. I love overstimulation. I do. I just, if that wasn't made obvious by all of the audios where I come numerous times, particular, or that ramble fap where I had come 3 times in like 30 minutes recording 2-word challenges. Did, hold on, fuck, did I say you guys could start again? Because I do want that. I want you to start again. Sorry. If you haven't already, please go ahead and start back up. But I do. I love overstimulation. There are a lot of times where when I'm like masturbating, I will like just keep going. Like once I come, just leave the toy where it's at and just keep going. Ooh, fuck, that shit's good. Or, like, right after I finish coming with, like, the clit stimulation, I'll get one of my toys and just, like, one of my dildos and just start fucking myself. Because there's just, well, I mean, there is one thing better, and that's coming from the vibe with the dildo inside. But it's harder to do, and it's annoying. So, second to that, though, is fucking myself immediately after coming with the vibe. Oh, fuck me. Oh, that shit's so good. It's just so sensitive, and then it gets even more sensitive. And it, like, sometimes, you know, if it's, oh, I can give my clit a break, and then immediately, like, a minute or two later, go back to playing with my clit and come again. And just repeat it ad nauseum. Oh, fuck. Let's see, what else can I talk about? Let's see. What other kinks do I have? That I can talk about. If it wasn't obvious, I do have a voice kink. I don't know if it's a kink. I just really like voices. I think particularly because I have a lot of like auditory processing issues. So being able to like find voices that are both stimulating enough for me to like concentrate on and also just are very enjoyable to listen to is kind of difficult. But you know, I've been, I guess we'll say, interested in audio porn like as a medium for a very, very long time. I've been listening to, I first started from Tumblr. Back when there was still porn on Tumblr, so probably like 2016, maybe 2015, I think 2015 probably. And I've just been, I'm fairly new to GWA as a concept, that's like within the last 2 years. But audio porn and like erotic audio as a medium are not a new concept for me, so I'm very, voices really do it for me. I do have a language kink, I will say that. Like, it doesn't matter what language. I just find polylinguism so fucking hot. And it's definitely more about the voice than it is the language. Because, hearing certain, like, I grew up hearing a lot of Spanish because of where I was, like, where I grew up and where I was raised. And, so it was never really anything particularly special. Not to say that Spanish isn't a beautiful language, because it is. I think all languages are just Man, language is so fucking cool. but I never found it to be particularly like sexy until hearing people speak it on GWA. So, but yeah, just fucking fluency in language is so attractive. I think part of it is also like an intellectual thing for me. I don't know. I just think voices are hot, languages are hot. I will say, yeah, dirty talking another language, that shit's really good. That shit's really hot. I am 100% just gonna trust you that you're gonna like not say something stupid to me in the heat of the moment. I feel like people like worry about that, but it's like I can't imagine being that person, you know? Like, wouldn't it take you out of the moment, like, as the person, like, speaking another language during sex, to just try to focus on saying something dumb instead of something sexy? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think it's silly. Talking about tomatoes and shit. You know? Like, just because I don't know what you're saying, and I'm gonna be turned on by it, and then you're gonna, like, tease me about it, and I don't want that. Well, not about that anyway. What else do we have? I don't think I've talked about my breeding kink yet, have I? Because, yeah, that shit's hot. Like, I don't want babies, but fuck, do I want big, strong person to just hold me the fuck down and tell me they're gonna knock me up. I think that shit's so sexy. I don't know what it is. It's the fucking uterus, I guess. I don't know. But it's so hot, especially like with someone that I trust very much. It's not like something. Well, I'm down to let someone I'm not as familiar with say that they want to breed me, because if they're into it also, like, I'm not gonna say no. But to like really get into that kind of play, like with talk of like pregnancy and impregnation, oh, I'm into it. But that probably would be something that I'd have to do with someone that I really, really trust. Okay, I think we've reached a good stopping point. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop. But like going back to the breeding kink, now that you have to stop touching. Yeah, and I think another part of it is how much that I like having my nipples played with, particularly like with like orally, like having someone use their mouth on them. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just really fucking hot, and I really like it. And oh, speaking, that did bring up another one. I really like being manhandled. Like, I will say, like, visually, I really enjoy when a person is like physically bigger and stronger than me. But like, even just being manhandled at all. Oh man, that shit is so good. Like, 'cause I don't want to be in charge at all. Like, I don't want to have to think. I just want you to do what you want to do, but I want you to do it like keeping in mind, how do I say this? I want to be used for my partner's pleasure, but I want my partner's pleasure to come from giving me pleasure. Does that make sense? Because that's where I'm kind of at. You know? It hasn't worked for me very well in the past. I've fucked some really stupid men in my life, but here we are. So maybe someday. doesn't, you know, that obviously doesn't change that that's what I want, because that just that I've had poor choice in men in my life. Let's see, what else is there? Oh, I really like hands. I think hands are really, really attractive. Particularly big hands. It's big hands. I really like big hands. It's just so. Big hands, big fingers. Because I see hands, and the first thing I'm thinking about, if they're like some like the kind of hands that I would find attractive is A, what they would look like around my throat, and B, what their fingers would feel like in my mouth, because I have a fucking wicked oral fixation, and I just want things in my mouth all the time. So you'll often find me like sucking on candy because like I just gotta have something in my mouth, and my mouth is also kind of small, so as much as like I love the idea of just going to town on with like a blowjob and like sucking dick, it's just not feasible. It like doesn't match up with the type of dicks that I want in my life, you know. Like I want big, like obviously I told you about the mega dick, but I have a very small mouth, so it doesn't really sync up there. You can't see me, but I'm like meshing my fingers, like it doesn't sync up there. Ooh, fuck, I started thinking about somebody's fingers in my mouth, now I'm getting like horny. I may have to like take care of myself after this and like record it, we'll see. I think we've had we've been on a long enough break. I don't even remember when we stopped. So you can start back up again. I'm really curious. I hope that you guys will like maybe tell me that you were either able to make it all the way through this whenever we decide to call it quits at the end, or if you did come. I kind of am interested to know that also. Like, you don't have to message me or anything. You can just put it in the comments or in the feedback form or something. Or if you want to message me, whatever. It's fine. let's see. What else do I like? Tell you what I don't like. I don't like food in sex. It's just... Well, I will accept food and sex in one form and one form only, and that is my partner, like, eating something off of, like, my chest. It's the only way I can get into it. Any farther down, and it's just a yeast infection waiting to happen. I'm so sorry. That's not sexy. You don't want to hear about that. Moving right along. I think people who can cook are sexy, though. I think that shit's hot as fuck. Not because I can't cook, because I like cooking, but because I am often just so worn out at the end of the day that, like, coming home to someone, I'm a very domestic person. I have a Cancer moon. I can't help it. But, like, coming home to someone and just them being like, oh, no, don't worry. I'd like to be taken care of, sexually and non-sexually. Like, please, please just take care of me. Or, alternatively, I like to take care of other people. Again, Cancer Moon. And, really, I'm just trying to get wifed up, you know? Just let me be somebody's cute little housewife. You can come home, and I'll just have nothing but an apron on. Obviously, dinner will have already been finished, because I feel like... Like, the fantasy of, like, cooking in just an apron is so sexy, but it's also so dangerous. Like, yeah, let me finish the meal, and then when I know you're about to come home, then I'll change it to just the apron, and then we can fuck in the kitchen. You know, like, that's a fantasy of mine. Not in this kitchen that I have currently, because my apartment is very, very tiny. My kitchen and my living room are just one space. So... But, what else? I think tattoos are really hot. I'm so sorry if you don't have any. It doesn't make you any less hot, but having some would make you more hot, you know? Oh, unless you just really, like, not to say that you have to get them. I don't think anybody has to do anything. But I just think tattoos are so sexy. Especially hand and neck tattoos and thigh tattoos on men. Not enough men have, like, high thigh tattoos. And I really think that we, as a society, should address that. So if you're a man and you like tattoos, I'm begging you to please go get one on your thigh. Just please? Please? Please, please, please? Please, please, please. Fuck. Damn tattoos. God. They're just so fucking sexy. Fuck me. What the fuck? Dirty talk. Obviously, I feel like that kind of goes hand in hand with, like, how much I like voices. But, man, if you have, like, good dirty talk game, like, hit me up. Not really. Please don't. But, like, it really, dirty talk genuinely is a make or break for me. If the dirty talk is not good, or if you don't talk in bed, like, I'm very sorry, but I'm not going to be enjoying myself. I've had sex with two, actually, all of the men that I've had sex with have all been, like, really quiet in bed, and it was just not any fun for me, on top of not being very good sex in general, so just please talk to me. I need lots of praise, and, you know, dirty words, praise, dirty praise, no degradation, that's not really my thing, but fuck, man. Maybe no degradation, but sometimes if you get a little condescending with the praise, that shit's good. That shit's really, 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 really hot. I like phone sex. Didn't know that until recently, so shout out to the one who helped me figure that out. If you were listening to that, this, you know who you are. I think sex should be fun. Like, I don't know. I'm hoping for the whole experience to turn my brain off pretty much every single time. So I don't really need to, like, be thinking about much, you know. But I do know that all of these things that I've mentioned are, like, needed to make my brain turn off. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I don't have most or, like, some combination of these things, like, my brain is going to be going and going and going and going, and all I'm going to be doing is thinking and overthinking, and it's just not very fun for me when that happens, unfortunately. So what else did I mention? That I have a daddy kink? Like, so anytime I talk about, like, I do very much have a daddy kink. Like, that's not something that I'm making up just for, like, audio. Like, that shit's, oh, man. Or the mommy kink also, since I am a raging bisexual. Yeah, I just think that that shit's hot as fuck. And again, that lends to, you know, I want to be taken care of in bed. I want to be, you know. You know, my mom Adele said it best, treat me soft, but touch me cruel. Maybe not cruel, because I'm not, you know, I like some pain, but not, like, fully, I don't know. I haven't really gotten to explore that side of myself yet, but I do know that, like, I like spanking, and I like having my hair pulled, and, like, some light pain. Maybe one day we'll, like, be able to explore that. Not anytime soon, though. Probably. Spanking is definitely a plus, though. Can confirm, I do like having my ass spanked. And my clit spanked. Fuck. Clit spanking is so sexy, and it feels so fucking good, especially after you've come a couple times. Fuck. Oh, man, that shit is, oh, that shit is so good. Hey, you should stop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I realized that we'd kind of been letting that go for a while, and that's a one-way ticket to you coming, when that's not the point of this audio. That's not why we're here. Let's see, what else? Oh, you know what? I don't think I mentioned this on here, or, oh, I think I did mention in that ramble, but I think actually I said that I came probably close to 10 times in that one day, and that's actually, like, a personal best for me, Technically, 8 in 1 sitting is my personal, like, best. That's the most I've ever come, like, in one go. But, like, to be fair, I don't think that I had touched earlier that day also, and this was also many, many years ago before I got on birth control. So, but yeah, 10 times in 1 day is definitely the most for me. I'm hoping to get to more than that at some point. The idea of pleasure doms are something that excite me immensely. I think that shit is very sexy. Like, yeah, let me just lay there while you make me come until I literally cannot even function. Jesus, fuck. I think I just clenched. Fuck, that shit's very sexy. Yeah, I'm gonna. Oh my God. I want that so bad. Oh man, I want it so bad. I just want to be taken care of in that very specific way of being made to come until I cannot function, and then. Sorry, I got distracted. I just realized my incense stick burnt a fucking hole in the bottom of the plastic on my TV. It's fine though. The TV's fine. Anyway, I just want to be made to come until I physically cannot, and then maybe taken past that. I think that that would be very fun. I like marks. I really like hickeys. I think getting spanked to the point of having bruises is very. Yeah, that shit sounds so good. Impact play in general is something I'd like to explore more. You would think that I would have more to like talk about with this kind of stuff because I've been in like erotic internet spaces for a very long time. I've been on the internet for a very long time. And just, I've read a lot of stuff, I've written a lot of stuff, which will never be disclosed here. But I may or may not drop a script at some point just because I do like have that kind of similar experience. I've never written a script before, but I've written a lot of like dirty stories. So I think that that would be something I'm easily capable of. I'm really distracted. I literally can't think of anything except how bad I want a dick in my mouth. I'm really sorry. Or just, something in my mouth. Fingers would be cool. A dick, a strap. Anything. Fuck. Whew. All right. Let's do a little bit more. I'll let you start back up. Right. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Right now. And then we'll do one more sort of round, I guess. And then we'll be done because I need to go take care of myself. I can like feel myself dripping into my panties, talking about all this. I really like to talk. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, which is part of the reason why I suggested doing monthly AMAs, both because I like to talk about myself, I like to talk in general, and I'm really interested to see like what you guys like want to know about me. Body writing. I think body writing is really hot. Like I've seen some really, really sexy body pics of body writing on Twitter. 'Cause I have like my own personal like porn Twitter, and then I have my GWA Twitter. One of which is linked in a post on my profile. Bet you can't guess. I really can't stop thinking about, like, just going back to my bed and putting one of my toys in my mouth. Like, I fucking, holy shit. It just, I want it really bad. I want it so bad. And I mean, I could just go do it. I could just get up and go get it. I could pause this, go to my room, and go get it. But I'm not going to. Because it's only fair. It's not fair, but it doesn't matter. I'm the one in charge here, which is not something that I thought I'd ever say. Because I'm very, very much subby baby. You know, just, I have this very hairpin trigger of, like, myself as who I am to, like, the public world. And I guess, as you could say, as I am right now. And who, who I become, I guess, when I really just fucking get melted. That's how I usually see it, like the transition from me, who I am normally, and me when, excuse me, I like get my, when my brain starts to turn off and I like get into that subby headspace. Because I wouldn't say that I go full subspace very easily, but the descent into that is very easy for, like, the descent into, like, the before is very easy for me. I'm very, like, I think part of it is because I like to be teased so much, and I'm so needy all the time that I'm just kind of always on that precipice of, like, being a subby, whining, helpless little baby. You know, that's just, that's all I want. I just want to be someone's baby. Be nice and cute. Be even cuter. All fucked out. That's what I would imagine, anyway. You know, just on my back. All come drunk, both from mine and from yours, just on my back, playing with my nipples, which are just, obviously they're very sensitive. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but they're pierced, which makes them even more sensitive. and speaking of, actually, the piercing is going to relate to an improv that I have planned, which is, like, a fantasy of mine that I've had for a very, very, very long time. Like, since getting my nipples pierced. So be on the lookout for that. That might be a couple weeks. I might record that tomorrow. Maybe, if I'm feeling up to it. It's very similar to, like, the whole seducing your tattoo artist kind of vibe. But with, like, nipple piercings instead. I mean, no offense, I have great tits, you know? So if someone's gonna, like, be looking at them, it's, you know, it's okay if you're not professional in this one instance, in this one fantasy. We can pretend. So, not only are my nipples very, very sensitive, they're very easily to, like, get to a point of oversensitivity. I really like having my nipples spanked also. I can't believe I forgot about that. Have you ever, nipple spanking is so fucking, oh my god, that shit feels so good. Fuck, that feels so good. It feels so good. It feels really good, and I want it so bad. And it's not as fun to do on my own, and I want somebody to do it for me. Just, like, I know that I could come from having my nipples played with. I just can't do it myself. I need somebody else to do it. I need somebody else to do it for me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop.